Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Let's talk about Airbnb, shall we? Put the post up on Instagram this morning that Airbnb CEO, Brian Chesky, he recently said that there's the company is fundamentally broken. Whew. Amongst shrinking profits. So this is pretty disturbing, and it comes from challenges that are faced in 2023 and previous years prior to this. Hosts have staged protests due to declining profits, complicating matters. Competitive Vrbo has seen significant growth during this period. To add to Airbnb's challenges last month, New York City, which makes up a large portion of Airbnb profits, induced stricter rules on short-term rentals, putting immense pressure on the platform's operation there. They've been under attack from the hotel lobby for a very long time.
It's probably from inception.
Yes. Yeah. So, in response to these setbacks, Chesky has expressed intentions to revert to the company's core values, focusing on consistent quality, affordable, top-notch service, and reliability for its users. And it is notable to mention our good friend Andre Lyon from Cool and Dre. He actually commented on it, and he said in the post, he said, Airbnb and their founder happened to be one of the very few companies that care about our community. Stay tuned. You'll see what I'm talking about. Shout out to Brian Breach, LL, and the whole team.
Oh, okay.
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 So, got some up his sleeve?
I don't know. So how do we feel about Airbnb? Airbnb is a company that I've been a shareholder in for a long time. So in full disclosure. But yeah, they've had some pretty challenging times. So how do you feel about Airbnb?
DJ Clue Voice, do you remember when you are looking to be disruptive, you always, number one, have to, please write this down. You have to look back for where your pushback is going to come from your enemy's sideline. So if you have lobbying and litigation against you, it's going to be tough. Number two, when all these companies started to go up during COVID and had a decline in 2021, most of the companies that were promising individual investors to be able to make a lot of money doing something, you have to be airtight in what you are promising and what you're going to deliver. So like if I have to book an Airbnb and there are safety issues and I have to pay a cleaning fee and a dog removal fee and a hair removal fee, the fees are adding up and it's not in favor of the consumer. Number three, when you look and you're building a brand, I think it's really important to state, what do you do that no one else in your space is capable of doing? There is a convenient side of Airbnb and you get more space, but the reliability isn't there in comparison to, I don't know, let's say a Four Seasons or a Marriott, if you will. I think they got a little bit too hyped off of the quantitative easing, low interest rates when everything was doing well. But I said it here a couple years ago on the show, like, I don't love the stock. Like, it's a mixed use real estate play. It was a great idea, but the profit margins, once again, are not where they need to be. The high was at 219, it's currently at 125.58. Not the biggest drop that we've seen of companies recently, but they have some stiff competition in VRBO, the whole hotel industry. And I think people got fed up with paying too much. Like it used to be, if you booked the Airbnb, it was on par or as affordable as a hotel. That kind of went away. And I think everyone ended up pricing all the consumers out. And here we are. Final lesson, do what is best for the consumers that you're serving. So when we do hit a recession or a down market, your consumer base does not leave with you. Not a big fan of the stock. It's definitely not what I would deem Coinbase or the like, which, you know, we'll talk about next week. But this would be a C minus, and hopefully they can turn things around. Shout out to Dre.
Shout out to Dre. It's an interesting time when you talk about inflation, you talk about interest rates rising. These are the effects of it. So even if you look at the high of Airbnb, when did it happen? It happened during the pandemic. So there was a boost in short-term rentals. There was a boost in people investing in properties and having the income to have properties that they can rent out. That changes, right? When interest rates rise, now people can't afford to have that second property anymore because who wants to pay 7% when they do it? In addition, and you look at places where Airbnb was thriving, regulations have changed. But even in places like Arizona, Phoenix specifically, in Tennessee, during the time that Airbnb was at its peak, the number of investment properties was outweighing the number of home sales.
Insane.
All right. So now that flips on its head when you raise interest rates. Now people are not paying, like I said, that 7%. That number is going to come down swiftly. And if your business model is based on having people rent, well, you're going to see that these are the long-term effects. But when I hear a CEO talk like that, that's cause for alarm.
I commend them for it first, but I agree.
It's an honest take, but it's an alarming take. Yeah. Because the company hasn't been public for, it's only been 4 years, not even, right? To have this type of urgency call this early is caused to take a step back and really look what we're doing. You're still investing in it, so what's your
thought? Well, the stock, I mean, if you really look at it, the stock hasn't really done that bad.
It hasn't.
It debuted in 2020 mm-hmm. at around $139. It peaked at $206 during COVID, and now it's at $125. Mm-hmm. Its 52-week high is $154. So it's not like a Coinbase, so it's not like a lot of these other stocks that, or Square, let's say. We were just talking about Square last week, who dropped like 80%. Mm-hmm. It's relatively held. It's kind of around the same area that it debuted at, with a highly anticipated debut in 2020. So that's encouraging, that, you know, for the trouble that it's had, it's still kind of held, it's held strong. It hasn't fully collapsed. So I don't think Airbnb is going anywhere. It's like Uber. But you know, they have to figure some things out, reevaluate some things. But I think that I don't see it just falling off the face of the map. I think it's a good idea. It's something that is needed, solves an issue. There's always going to be a need for housing and people to stay places. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think that, you know, they're having some tough times right now, but
yeah,
I think they'll be able to get through it.
The only concern I have is if we're in a high interest rate environment, and this is the issues that you're having in year three.
Yeah,
who knows how long we're going to be in a high interest rate environment, right? There's no, we could say like, hey, they're not going to raise rates again, but they Fed Chair may say, hey, we are raising rates, and now we're talking about 8%, which is, you know, even furthermore sets you back inside of your business model. It's not like, you know, I remember when they first it was like, yo, they haven't even, you know, expanded to the international landscape like they were going to, which is still an opportunity for them. But here, you know, in their home base, and you said New York is one of the biggest locations for them in terms of rentals, that interest rate issue is something that's going to linger for the next few years at least.
I agree. I'll give one negative and two positives. When you begin to price people out of homes because people are trying to buy them as investment properties to then flip, that's going to cause an issue, and people are going to have a pushback in terms of legislation and complaining to legislature, city council, etc. So that's something you have to understand in your brand and in your business, like who you're going to upset. But like Rashad said, the business isn't horrible. Gross margin is 82.15%. Profit margin is 22%. Operating margin is 21%. Return on assets is 12.5%. $9 billion in revenue. Not bad. I think they need to make some adjustments. I think we do need to give him credit, though, for being honest in this environment. Mm-hmm. We're not hearing a bunch of honesty from most CEOs. Most are being unfavorable in what they are reporting. I do commend him for one of the things that I talked about initially in the show at InvestFest at Market Mondays Live. When I'm evaluating the business, is the character of the founder. And for him to come forward and say that we're in trouble, that's actually a great sign. I don't know if they'll turn it around, but in terms of character, at least he's not in the same Bankman-Fried type area where he's like lying about gains or lying about what the state of the company is. It kind of reminds me of like when Mitch Kupchak was trying to get LeBron before LeBron came, and they identified LA was not doing as well as they should have, and then they finally made some adjustments, and then they won in a bubble. We have to commend him for being honest about where things are in their business.
What was the negative?
The business model is broken. So he told a truth that should not have been told, and I'm sure it's unfavorable among shareholders, but if he's looking out for the longevity of his career, he did the right thing. I don't see how you continue to have pretty good margins, but then you have to compete against hotels. Like and especially the biggest thing they didn't address, and rest in peace, Pop Smoke, when you didn't fix people getting robbed and killed in your properties.
How can you fix that?
That's something they have to worry about. It sucks. Like, for example, you guys just went through it for InvestFest. I won't say the number y'all spent on security that never gets talked about. When everyone say y'all charge, y'all told me that number. I said wait, this is for security or just the metal detectors? What? Okay, you have, because Lord forbid if something happened there, we wouldn't have thought anything would happen, but they would have said, Rashad, it's your fault. Airbnb would have had to figure out a way. And the number, so I even hit some people up. I was like, yo, they charge too much. If you knew the security bill, you'll stop all that talking. Mm-mm. I would have just did InvestFest virtual. What? So Airbnb has to find ways to be more secure and safe, because if the risk is it can cost my life, I don't want to go there. I'm sorry.
How much angst do you put or weight do you put in Vrbo and them taking a piece of the margin of their business, right? It's just one of those things when we talk about when you're being the leader inside of a space. And anytime we talk about disruption, we always talk about Airbnb, we talk about Uber and how much disruption they've caused. But then there's always that next person that's watching and seeing your business model and saying, how can we replicate it? How can we do it better? What do you think about the margin that they've taken from Airbnb?
I think they'll have an impact. I was a fan of Vrbo before Airbnb came into the scene, but I think the biggest player we have to worry about is Expedia. Because at some point, if that rentals market is really attractive, they're the king maker in that market. They'll find a way. That's why I say, like, anytime you get into a space, I'm not looking directly at who is my quote unquote competitors. I'm looking at who is bigger that can kill me. Cardi said investing in Birkins has been less stressful than investing in real estate. And everyone said, what does she know? Net worth $80 million. From what I heard, she has 17 properties. I keep saying if her and The Rock and Jason Momoa get together and start trading future, well, I don't know what I'm going to do. These are the things you have to think about as a business owner. So I think Expedia is more of a bigger existential threat to their business than VRBO, but I think they do need to make some adjustments to the business. But if Airbnb wants to call in, bring us on as advisors and help mitigate these and bring up the shareholder value and stock price, hey, man. Perhaps. Let's see, $9 million, $10 million. We get it done.
Yeah. The new super host.
Big facts.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.